Now here's Frank Harnish and Ryan Wallace live from the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studio.
Tell all the hunters to lay down their guns. Tell them that the time.
Welcome in, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. Your home for Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Frank Harnish still at my abode. Ryan the Hockey Guy, Chris Chapman in the studios, the Findlay Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studios. Findlay Chevrolet on the 215, home of the...
Woo!
And, hey no, guys,
no.
How you
no,
doing?
No. What? Let it go. Oh, come on, that was it? That's all?
Yeah, that was it. I only had 45 seconds.
You missed the best part. I saw a tiger, and a tiger saw a man. How you doing, Frank?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Do you recognize that song?
I've seen people posting it. I've seen it on the internet and stuff like that. So yeah, man. Apparently, it's the Tiger King stuff.
It's Joe Exotic. I Saw a Tiger. It's featured prominently in Tiger King, the docudrama of a man and his tigers. Right. That you still refuse to watch.
Yeah, I saw Darren Millard was tweeting about it the other day.
It's fantastic. It's like the best thing ever.
But
I've seen a lot of people tweeting.
What Millard tweeted is very disappointing.
What did he say?
Apparently, that's not really Joe Exotic singing. It's lip synced. And
no,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by this.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they also took a couple of liberties in the way that they did the docudrama.
So. You wouldn't know because you haven't watched it, so you don't get to say that they took liberties.
No, I can know by what I've read and looked up on the internet and stuff like that, and so what people have said.
Frank, reading?
And the true story, and the article
reading.
With the actual guy that it's based on.
What are you talking about?
I did a little bit of research on it.
Joe Exotic is in jail currently.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Baskin may have killed her first husband.
Oh, she's a lunatic.
She's crazy. They're all crazy. But the point is, they all sat down for this documentary series. Like, they all, it's not as if things were doctored. They were all sitting there. The cameras were there. There's no misrepresentation, Frank. They're all crazy.
When the Cuban guy who was involved in drug trafficking and selling of cocaine and murder is the most normal person on the show?
Yes.
You know you're watching a winning show.
Did you watch it all, Chris?
Oh, I finished it. I watched the whole thing. Started Friday night, finished it yesterday.
So I'm actually batting around the idea in my head of watching it a second time.
Yeah, because you probably missed things.
Because I've heard that it's on the second watching, the second viewing of the show, it gets even worse. Like, as if that's possible. It gets even worse. So, I don't know. I might get bored this weekend. We'll see. We've got 5 days to get there, but I'm taking a little bit of a sabbatical from Tiger King for the moment, but it's very possible that a rewatching is in my future.
See, now I think I'm going to start Ozark. I've watched a couple of episodes, and it was really good, but I think I'm going to watch the rest of it because I've just heard so many good things about it. So, is that Jason Bateman in it?
Yes.
And the first episode was scary.
So I watched Ozark a long time ago, like when it first came out, and I think my wife and I got like two or three episodes in, and then we just kind of went back to watching The Office or something. I don't really remember exactly how that went down, but we restarted Entourage, but Ozark, you reminded me of that. Maybe that's something I look to revisit. I'm actually not watching The Office currently.
You know what else I watched that I kind of liked, and I have to start rewatching it, but Glow on Netflix?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's about the women's wrestling that actually was in Las Vegas back in the... Frank, were you here when the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling was taking place?
I was not here, but I did used to watch it. The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, yes.
And most of them were, not gorgeous, but... It was. I remember as a kid.
They had like the farmer's daughters, and they had. Yes. They basically had the hotties against the not hotties going at it.
So Frank, you clearly didn't watch Tiger King over the weekend.
No, I finished my book. I finished the BJ Penn book, Why I Fight. So now I'm looking for another book to start, maybe later on today.
You know what's a great book to start, Frank? Watching
what's
Tiger
that?
King.
That's not a book.
The Book of Joe Exotic.
Yeah, close your eyes. It's a book.
No.
It's a, seriously, close your eyes and listen. It's an audio book. Done. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
The life and times of Joe Exotic as told by Netflix, a docudrama. Close your eyes. It's an audio book. Boom.
I'm good. I'll find a book that I can read. I will enjoy the book. Still don't have Netflix and don't have a gigantic desire. I mean, I know everybody's talking about it, but yeah, it's something I'm probably going to pass on.
You're no fun.
Okay, well, isn't that part of my whole, part of the whole moniker of the show?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is. But you're living up to it now.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad. But see, but you also say Chris is always wrong, and you think he's right on this one, so, you know.
Things do change. When do I say Chris is always wrong?
That's one of the things in the whole
Frank,
thing.
Frank, it's
of
copy.
It. You like chaos?
It's copy. It's, yeah, it's not supposed to be literal. It's copy.
Well,
it's
right.
A bit.
I get it. And I hope you guys enjoy Tiger King or whatever else you watch. I still don't have Netflix.
I know a guy called me with a login.
Yeah.
That
I
can give it to you, but you refuse to.
Yeah.
Refuse.
I've never refused. You've never given it to me.
Oh, goodness.
We text about the show and stuff. I haven't got that. So anyway, we have a poll that we put up over the weekend.
Yeah, we do. It's which Golden Knight player do we think would be most advantageous to be quarantined with based on a couple of different things? When I started thinking about this one, my thought initially went to Jonathan Marchessault. Why? Because he's incredibly competitive. He hates to lose at everything. Everything would turn into a game, and that to me would be very fun. There would be a 0% chance that you would end up bored if you were in self-isolation with Jonathan Marchessault. It's just impossible.
It would probably be very difficult, for to say the least, yes.
So what were the actual players that were on the poll, and Chris Chapman, who ended up winning?
Well, our players on the poll were Marc-Andre Fleury, Ryan Reeves, Nate Schmidt, and Jonathan Marchessault. Now, I will say that I feel like in this particular instance, there really isn't a winner and a loser, because it really comes down to personal preference,
right,
as far as, you know, your personality and whose personality you think you'd mesh with. So the listeners spoke, and only 10% went with Jonathan Marchessault.
That's fine.
But, I mean, I feel we all have our reasons for who we voted for.
For sure.
Marc-Andre Fleury, I'm sorry, Ryan Reeves finished third with 21% of the vote.
That's shocking.
That's
to
a
me.
Bit surprising
that
to
surprises
me too.
Me yeah. too.
Because I figured Reeves, you know, there's a lot of good qualities there that I feel like, but maybe people were taking the child factor into it, right? Marc-Andre Fleury had 29% of the vote. And the listeners said, with 40% of the vote, who they would want to be quarantined with. It's who I voted for, Nate Schmidt.
And I think we're going to get Nate Schmidt on the show later on in the week. So that's something you're going to want to continue to listen to or listen for. But we'll have to ask him why he thinks he won this. I mean, I know he's probably going to say because of his charming personality, and he's going to be right, because if there's one thing we know about Nate Schmidt, you're not going to be bored from competing with him. You're just not going to be bored because he's so dang entertaining.
Well, I knew that Nate Schmidt was a guy that I would enjoy being around. As soon as the first time I talked to him, I knew he had played in Hershey with the minor league affiliate in Hershey. And I asked him what his favorite chocolate bar was.
Yes.
And he his eyes lit up, and he told the story about when he was playing there really early. And the general manager of the team came in with a box full of Reese's peanut butter cups, hot off the factory presses, dropped it down in the middle of the locker room, and he said the chocolate was still hot, that it was melting. That's how good it was. And I was like, this guy, you know, he could have just given me a generic answer like, oh, I like Milky Way or Snickers. But no, he went the full length to tell me the entire story. I mean, I remember the first time we had him on. He was at a wedding, and it was raining, and he was outside on the cell phone in the rain talking to us. I'm like, his personality, the guy's got it. So I'm not shocked that he won, but there's a lot of really good reasons why he won, I think.
Well, we also know that he's a rocker, too, because he's done a guest shift over on 97.1 The Point, one of our sister stations there at Lotus. And so, there'd be good music in the house as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of dimensions, a lot of layers to him. And I think that would be interesting. That would come in handy for sure when you're not really allowed to go out or do anything. You'd be able to do different things and it'd still feel new and fresh. So I get it. I do. I personally would like the competition aspect of Jonathan Marchessault, but that's just me. So we move on.
No, wait, for Frank, who did you vote for? Because we know who Ryan voted for, we know who I voted for, but who did you vote for?
I picked Marc-Andre Fleury. Just because I think he's a super nice guy. I think he'd be very friendly and accommodating. And I think maybe because he's a little bit older than the rest that maybe I wouldn't get on his nerves with how boring I am as much.
How would you handle the kids?
I have been around kids before. You know, I've dated women that have kids and that kind of stuff, and I've gotten along just fine with them.
Yeah, and Frank is always really cordial and nice when I bring Kingston into the office, so.
Yeah, no, Frank's good. Frank's good with kids. I just wanted to give him a platform to say that he's good with kids.
That he likes kids, yeah. He's not completely, totally not for fun.
Except for when it's
like Tiger Kings. That's almost a compliment.
All right, Frank, so we are at that part of the show where you give us any type of news update that you've been dying to give us. Anything? You got anything for us?
There's a couple things going on. I'm sure you guys probably saw this a little bit earlier, but Bill Daly has come out and said that the window to continue the season might be a little bit bigger than they originally thought it was going to be, making it sound like he still believes that there is a good chance that the NHL could resume this season and crown a Stanley Cup champion. A lot of people, the deeper we get into this and the more reports we have, some people thinking that maybe that's not going to be the case, but Bill Daly saying earlier today that the window was a little bit bigger than they thought, that they could go a little bit deeper into the summer and that there could still be a chance that we could see hockey again this year.
So that's an admission from the NHL that I think they're willing to go into August, September at the latest. And that's, you know, on the table simply because this thing keeps kind of moving back. The timeline keeps moving back in the NHL, especially now that there won't be the Olympics to compete with in August. I think the NHL has that now as a new window where they might go August, September, and then have a little bit of an off season, a little bit of a recharge before starting the next season. So I just think that that's more of an admission that that's on the table and an option that they're willing to look at.
In New York City, with, of course, that being one of the hotbeds for the coronavirus, that has been announced that the building of the new Islanders Arena has been put on hold, so we're not sure exactly when that's going to continue and get back up and running again. So that's not a positive thing, certainly, but it's something that the Islanders and Lula and Marullo and everybody else seem to be behind. Also, owner of the Rangers and the Knicks, James Dolan, he does have coronavirus.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, James Dolan has contacted coronavirus.
Yeah, he's also the owner of MSG, Comcast, and the MGM Sphere that's being built here, or MSG Sphere that's being built here. He's the owner of that as well. So a little Vegas connection there with James Dolan.
Yeah, here's hoping for a speedy recovery.
And the Arizona Coyotes have announced that they are in contract talks currently, trying to maybe ink a deal with Taylor Hall to keep him around for longer than this season, whether this season does or does not continue.
That's a weird spot for Taylor Hall to be in. You know what I mean? Because like, you don't know if everything's over right now. So what you did with the Arizona Coyotes is essentially your audition for your big UFA contract. I'm curious to see where Taylor Hall goes with this, if he goes long-term with Arizona or if he takes kind of a two-year deal or a shorter deal to see if he can cash in somewhere else. I think that that's going to be fascinating. Just the UFAs in general, as we get into whenever the offseason is considered started, what UFAs tend to do on their next contract coming out of this situation.
And, you know, we've also heard some talk about a potential draft lottery tournament because if the season doesn't continue, it could be a little bit unfair for some people. Well, one coach of a current team that would be in that lottery is basically opposed to it, and that would be Todd McClellan of the LA Kings. McClellan said, "I'm not a fan of it, not one bit." That, according to the Athletics' Lisa Dillman. So Todd McClellan, one of the coaches that is not in favor of a tournament for the draft lottery should the season not continue.
Did he say why?
He basically went on to say, for me, it's a little counterintuitive to do it that way.
AKA, my team really stinks.
No, they won 7 in a row before the pause. Like, if I'm Todd McClellan, I'm like, yes, let's go. Let's do it.
7 in a row, though, they still stink.
The hottest team in hockey before the pause.
Now, I don't understand, like, why you would not want to do it, right? Like, I think you'd want to do as much for the sport as possible.
Listen, I could totally understand Bob Bugner saying, yeah, why would we do that? Because the San Jose Sharks have nothing to play for. But the Kings have something to play for.
Yeah, imagine if they got the number one pick. Quick is aging. They'd be able to take that goalie if they want it.
If they wanted to, they could take the number one overall pick, which would be Alexei Lafreniere. Like, there's options that would speed up what the Kings are trying to do. I think that that's asinine to have that opinion just simply because you could speed up your timeline as opposed to letting it go to chance. Like why is chance so important in these situations? Like, if you're the worst team in the league, just get to pick first. And then everybody will tank and everyone will know it. But you know what would make a lot of sense is you have some type of metric. Once you're eliminated from playoff contention, there is some type of metric that forces you to care, that forces your team to try just a little bit in order to get the number one overall pick. Why are we rewarding chance? The Golden Knights had to pick 6th overall in their first entry draft because of chance. That's stupid to me. But you have an option to play yourself into the number one overall pick, and you don't want to do that?
Yeah, and the other thing that we've talked about too is it's teams that are now basically playing meaningless games, all of a sudden they'd be playing games that would be meaningful.
I mean, there's logistical things that go into this. Like, if you've got unrestricted free agents that may or may not be around with that team next year, how hard are they going to play? Sure, fine, whatever. But how hard are they going to play through the last 12 games of the season then? Like, there's always reasons to come against something, but I don't understand, if you're a coach of a team that has your first round pick, why wouldn't you want to play your way to picking first overall?
Yeah, especially a coach of a team, like you said, that's actually been red hot of late.
Yeah, it's wild to me. I don't understand that.
All right, and then I thought before we got into this pretty cool poll that they have on NHL.com that you had sent me a text about, and I looked it up, and I also think it's interesting. Wanted to end it on a positive note with some news around here. We know that a lot of players around the league are doing a lot of things to help in this time. Well, the Montreal Canadiens defenseman Jeff Petrie and his wife Julie have opened a $2,500 tab at 2 local restaurants to provide free meals to hospital workers during the coronavirus pandemic. And also, staying with the Canadian theme, teammate Carey Price and his wife Angela have recently donated $50,000 to the Breakfast Club of Canada's Emergency Fund to help children at risk of food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. So players all over the league doing a lot of cool things, and a couple Canadians there that are helping out the kids, and also those hospital workers and the medical professions, and that the people right on the front lines that can really use all the help they can get.
No, that's awesome stuff. It really is. Kudos to the Petries and to Carey Price and his wife.
All right, so we got a little a bracket contest, and I think it's kind of interesting, Ryan.
All right, so the NHL announced today, and they've got their first poll up on Twitter, the first matchup in the greatest moments of the 2019-20 NHL season, ... So far, bracket is here. And the first two plays, one's 6 plays, and one isn't even a play at all. So well done, NHL. It makes a lot of sense. But I thought these two were kind of fun. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Chris Chabon's going to play the audio, and then we're going to tell you which ones we voted for.
Your vote will help determine the greatest moment of the NHL season so far. This is today's matchup. Anaheim Ducks goaltender Ryan Miller and the trade heard around the hockey world. A puck for a box of Thin Mints. Versus the Avalanche's 6 goals in 8 minutes.
It's a 9-goal outburst for the Avalanche. The place is going crazy. They're going crazy. And Pepsi Center is rocking.
You decide who moves on.
Okay, so Ryan Miller in warmups traded a kid a puck for a box of Thin Mints. He threw the puck over the glass. Kid throws the Thin Mints over the glass. Miller catches him with his glove and brings him to the bench. That's hysterical. It's great. But it isn't a play. Now, it's a moment, and it is greatest moments of the 2019-20 NHL season, so far. And I think it's a cool moment, for sure. But I'm not with it. I'm with the hockey. And to me, six moments beat out one moment. And that was the night that the Colorado Avalanche just decided they were going to go completely crazy against the Nashville Predators and score six goals in 8 minutes of elapsed game time. It was a phenomenal display of beauty and grace and offense from the Colorado Avalanche, and it was a beautiful display of disastrous defense and horrendous goaltending from the Nashville Predators. It was everything you wanted more, and nothing more, nothing less.
I'm kind of with you on the I thought it was a nice moment with the Girl Scout cookies, but Ryan Miller also had one of the benefits. He wasn't doing a lot out there because he wasn't the starting goaltender that night. He was just kind of skating around, and he was the first player on the team that saw the sign. The little girl to put up the sign that said, "Hey, I will trade you a box of Girl Scout cookies for a puck." He threw the puck up there, like you mentioned, got the Thin Mints, which I do think is the best of the Girl Scout cookies, but that's my own personal taste and choice there. But, yeah, I thought it was a nice moment. I thought it was kind of funny. It also should maybe be noted that Ryan Miller did not eat the cookies on the bench that night, although he could have. He actually put them in the freezer for another day, so he was thinking and planning ahead a little bit, like a lot of people are doing this time right now, quite rightfully so. But, yeah, I mean, even though it is best moments and that was a nice moment, six goals in 8 minutes is absolutely incredible. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite teams to watch in this league is Colorado because they just absolutely light it up. And when they're on fire, they have so much talent out there and they're so much fun to watch. So like you, I did go with the actual hockey play, even though it is moments. I like the Ryan Miller thing. I like the way it was kind of set up. But it could have been any player on that Duck team. Basically, it was the first one that was going to see that sign that was going to take advantage of it. Ryan Miller happened to do so.
Well, you guys really hate fun. I mean, it's a moment. It doesn't necessarily have to be
sure.
A hockey play.
I'll now, take six now, moments over now, one.
I will say kudos to the NHL for not taking themselves so serious to where they couldn't put a moment like that in this poll.
I'm not saying it doesn't belong there.
No, but I feel like it's a league that sometimes they take themselves too serious and they don't know how to have a good time. And
I think that this is a one seed, a clear one seed in Colorado versus an 8 or a 16 seed, for sure.
Well, I'm going with the 16 seed.
That's fine.
I'm on the wrong side because obviously 2 is greater than 1. And while I don't think the mints are the best ones, I like the peanut butter ones better. But
Thin Mints all the way.
But Thin Mints are really close. Ryan Miller, he's a great guy. Former U.S. national goaltender. It's the way to go. It's Thin Mints all the way for Ryan Miller and the Girl Scout cookies. I don't care about Colorado scoring six goals. Well, they're a good team. They should score a lot of goals, especially against a bad Nashville team.
Well, right now, it's 75% Colorado, 25% Miller's Thin Mints. I'm just saying.
It's a blowout.
I'm just saying it's pretty clear which one was favored here. But this is a cool thing because we're going to be able to do this every day. The NHL is going to be releasing matchups day in and day out. We're going to talk about them. We're going to discuss them. We're going to vote on them. And then we're going to see our way through this bracket until we get to the number one moment of the 2019-20 NHL season, so far.
Better be Bobby Ryan.
I'm curious to see where that ends up, to be honest with you. But it looks like Colorado 6-8 is going to advance. Sorry, Chris.
That's okay. I'm gonna go drown my sorrows in a box of Girl Scout cookies that I found in my freezer.
What? Oh, because you already ate the peanut butter ones?
Yeah, I do have some Thin Mints left. It's half of the box. It's a little plastic wrapping, so good to go there.
All right. By the way, the fans, if you go to NHL.com, you can vote on that as well. And it is kind of a cool thing, the 64 greatest moments. No March Madness, but it doesn't mean that hockey in the NHL hasn't found a way to tap into that audience. So pretty cool thing there. When we come back, we will talk with young defenseman Zach Whitecloud. Zach is going to join us on the show, so stick around for that. It's coming up next. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, your home for Vegas Golden Knights hockey.
Back to the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show with Frank Harnish and Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, your home for Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Frank Harnish, Ryan the Hockey Guy, Chris Chapman. The guys are in the studio. I am at my abode just checking things out here and trying to self-quarantine a little bit, getting in a little bit of walking and stuff. Before we get to Zach Whitecloud, by the way, how's the working out there going, Ryan?
That's good. You know, just showing up, doing something every day because I've got, well, nothing else to do. So, you know, fun stuff. Fun stuff. What about you? You said you're getting steps in. How many steps, Frank?
Yesterday I actually set my personal half. To this point, I had over 22,000 steps.
Where did you walk? What did you do?
I just stayed within the gates of my complex here, but I walked around it probably about four or five times, so I got in over 7 miles yesterday.
I've done 28 miles since Friday. Well, about 30 now when I factor in this morning.
Wow. Yeah. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Just
I've probably lost like 6 or 7 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
You look thinner.
Yeah. That's the goal. I want to get, you know, healthier. It's a good time to clear my mind and body.
I hear you. We're all trying to do that.
Yep, you know, and by the way, I would disagree slightly that you don't have anything else. You have the wife and two kids and the garden and everything, so you got a lot else going around, but I really don't have much else to do. I read a couple books, watch a little bit of TV here, and then walk around my complex.
But you don't watch the most important video, Frank. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yep.
Okay, well, that's what you perceive as the problem. I've been exercising my mind reading books again, so I'm quite content doing that.
What's your next book going to be?
I believe after reading BJ Penn's book, I've had this book for a while and I have not read it, but I think it's time for me to read The Natural about, of course, MMA fighter Randy Couture, a guy that I know pretty well, but I've never actually read his book.
Interesting. I was thinking about dusting off the Down Goes Brown book.
Yeah, I've actually read that a couple times, so I don't know if I need to read it again. One thing I do like about that book, if you are looking for something to read, you can even kind of bounce around here and there and pick out stories or the little things between the chapters and that kind of stuff. That's an awesome book, and it's got a lot of great stories in it.
Greg Wyshynski's book is really good as well. It's Don't Follow the Puck, and Golden Knight Alec Martinez gets a mention very, very early in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't read the Wyshynski book.
It's really good.
I should, but I haven't.
I will not spoil it for you, but it's a pretty big thing for Alec Martinez to be mentioned there.
Well, he's done a couple of things in his life, Alec Martinez.
I'll tell you what, it seems like every other day that game against the Blackhawks where he scored the game-winning goal to get them into the Stanley Cup final, I think that thing's been on like three times over the weekend.
Well, it's a classic game.
Oh, it definitely is.
You had the two best teams of that decade playing against each other, and the best team won.
The Kings won, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The best team won. It was the two best teams from that decade, and the best team won.
Well, I believe, wouldn't the best team be the team that won the most Stanley Cups in that decade?
No. In that game.
Which would have meant that the best team didn't win.
In that game, it was the two best teams in the decade, and the best team won.
That's your opinion.
No. To that point in the decade, to that point that game was played in that decade, the two best teams to that point in the decade played against each other, and the best team won. To that point.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Hawks already had two Stanley Cups up to that point, so I will agree to disagree with you, respectfully so.
But it's a statement of fact, right? So well, it's from 2010.
It was an overtime goal. It could have gone either way. Anything could have happened.
From 2010 to 2014. To that point in the decade, the two best teams from that decade played against each other, and the best team won.
But you can argue whether or not they were the best team.
They were the best team. They won.
Okay.
Usually the better team wins.
Not always.
By 2015, when the Chicago Blackhawks won another championship, then they were the best team of the decade. But to that point, the best teams played against each other in that decade, and the best team won.
Well, actually, to that point, because they hadn't won that Stanley Cup yet, so the Hawks still had two cups to their one.
The best team won.
All right, we'll agree to disagree. Let's get to our guest here. Zach Whitecloud having a tremendous season. Zach Whitecloud will be joining us shortly here, so we're looking forward to talking with Zach. But okay, so, and again, Alec Martinez has been a great addition to the Vegas Golden Knights, but I don't know how you can just flat out just say that it was a 7-game series.
The Kings should have won 3 Stanley Cups in a row, but they didn't because the Blackhawks were able to beat them. They went back and forth, but again, the best team won, Frank. In that game, the best team won.
You said it's a fact.
To that point in the decade, that team, the best team won.
But to that point of the decade,
Best team won.
The Hawks had 2 cups to their 1. They hadn't won the cup yet that year.
2014, the best
but
team
to
won.
To that point, the best team would have been the Blackhawks because they'd won 2 and the Kings had won 1.
I'm sorry, did the Blackhawks ever win a Stanley Cup by beating the number 1, number 2, and number 3 overall seed in a conference as an 8 seed by amassing a 3-game-to-none lead on each one of those teams?
No, they never put themselves in a situation where they had to come in as an 8 seed.
Yeah, but they never won one as an 8 seed, have they?
No, because they didn't have to, because they weren't an 8 seed.
Had they done anything unprecedented before? Because
they had a good regular season and Stanley Cup playoff.
Doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. How many times have we talked about the regular season means nothing, Frank? Come on. The Kings went in as an 8 seed. They won. They had 3 games to none leads in every single one of their series. Every single one.
No, including the Sharks, where they're down 3-0 right off the bat to start it off.
I'm just saying. My point is, the best team of that decade to that point was the Kings, and they won.
They were definitely a tough-knit bunch. They fought together. They did a lot of things, and I will give them their intensity. They never gave up, winning 3 straight road games. The
and
Stanley Cup final was actually their easiest one, but... But they could
actually,
have.
Hold
they
on.
Could have and probably should have lost each one of
let
those
me,
three
let
series.
Me, but they didn't. Here's the thing, Frank, and this is what I find to be incredibly interesting, because you wanted to start debating and arguing with me that, well, the Blackhawks really were the best team to that point in 2014 in the decade because they won 2 Stanley Cups and the Kings only won 1 Stanley Cup. Well,
because you set
let's
up
be
at
honest,
that point,
let's
the best
be honest,
team.
Frank. The second Stanley Cup that the Blackhawks won was in a shortened season. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. So really... They only won 1 legitimate Stanley Cup apiece. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Wait a second. Wait. You just contradicted yourself.
No, I didn't.
You just said the
no,
regular
I didn't.
Season. No. Listen, let me tell you how you did.
In 2014, the Kings had won two legitimate Stanley Cups, and the Blackhawks 1.5.
The regular season means nothing. Did they not still win the full 28 games it takes to win a Stanley Cup when the playoffs came?
Yeah, but it's an asterisk.
No, it's
still
not
an
asterisk.
It 100% is.
Just because they happen to be the best team in the regular season and the best team in the playoffs, that's not an asterisk.
Did they
you
win the President's Trophy that year?
You can't say that the regular season means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything.
But it does in this situation. But then when they don't play... So if there's a Stanley Cup champion this year and they just start right with the playoffs, the Stanley Cup champion will mean nothing?
Well, it's going to have asterisks.
Why? It shouldn't.
It will.
In some people's mind, not in a lot of others. You still have to win the Stanley Cup championship. They got into the playoffs, they put themselves in position, and they won it. All right, we can argue at nauseam all we want to, but let's get to our guest. Young defenseman having a tremendous season with the Vegas Golden Knights and has certainly come into his own of late. Zach Whitecloud now joining us. Zach, thanks for making time. Great talking to you. How you doing in these trying times?
I'm doing okay. First of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much. Just trying to pass time as easily as possible and just try to self-quarantine as much as possible. So, how are you guys doing?
Zach, we're good. I was just making Frank angry, which is par for the course for me. But first of all, congratulations on the new contract extension. How important was that for you to kind of just get it done, knowing that the next couple of years, this is where you're going to be and this is your focus?
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. Obviously, it's nice for me and my family, and it's exciting to obviously be moving forward with, the Knights. And obviously, too, I never had any expectation that it would get done as soon as it did. But obviously, again, it's very exciting that it does get done and I can kind of put that in the rear view and then focus on what lies ahead. So,
Zach, when you look at something like that, that you did get this contract, what was it like earlier in the season when you weren't up with the Vegas Golden Knights, but you kept on playing your game, you caught the coach's eyes, you got an opportunity, and you've really excelled in it, and you've it seems like you've gotten better almost on a game-by-game basis, and it seems like now you've gone from a guy that was wondering exactly where your position was. Now you know that Pete DeBoer, the coaching staff, Kelly McCrimmon, George McPhee, they all look at you as part of not only the future of the Vegas Golden Knights, but a huge part of the team that's on the ice right now and a team that they think has a shot at making a Stanley Cup run should the season presume.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to the first part of your question, when you're obviously in the American Hockey League in the farm system, you try to get better every single day, right? And you try to focus on the task at hand, and that's helping your team win hockey games. And I think when you focus on, you know, those little things, especially the team game, individual success will eventually take care of itself. And every day I just try to keep, you know, doing the little things that help me become a better person and a hockey player, and in turn it helps help my team win. And at the end of the day, those individual success things will take care of themselves, right? So you try to focus on the right things and make sure that you're doing everything you can to obviously help the team win. And then whenever the opportunity comes for you to try and earn your spot in the National Hockey League, you have to be ready to take advantage of that and keep working every day to, you know, obviously when I'm here now, to, you know, help the team win every single night and just keep getting better every day. So,
you know, Zach, one of the guys that I find I enjoy talking with after games is Nick Holden, because he's just so smart. He breaks things down so well. How has your game improved by virtue of playing alongside Nick Holden?
Oh, Holden's, I don't think there's enough things that I can say that would be nice to say about any single person that I've met. He's an incredible leader. He's helped me a ton, you know, to, now, one, not only find my game, but, you know, just try to help me along day in and day out. And he's a type of person that you can kind of take any question to, and, you know, that you're going to get a very heartfelt and in-depth response. And, no, he's helped me a ton on the back end and helping me, you know, kind of step in and contribute on a nightly basis. And, you know, when mistakes are made or there's certain things that I can be doing better for him or for our D partnership, he's definitely open to those things and helping me along. And obviously he's, again, an incredible leader and a fun person to talk to and great guy to have in the room and everything between. So, Holden's one of the best people I've ever met. And I'm so glad that I, you know, have him to, you know, help me along and someone to talk to and obviously an incredible human being and obviously an incredible hockey player as well to, you know, work alongside and kind of go through, every game as we, move down the stretch, obviously. And, no, just keep working together and making sure that we go out there and try to do the best we can for our team.
Well, it's certainly nice to know that the Vegas Golden Knights have a lot of strength on the blue line with six strong defensemen like yourself out there, even a couple guys that can come in if somebody needs a rest or if there is an injury, which, of course, nobody ever wants to see. But the last line of defense is always the goaltenders. What's it like on a night-to-night basis when you look out there and you know that whether it's Marc-Andre Fleury or Robin Leonard, that you have a potential Vezina Trophy candidate in goal behind you? That's got to make your job a little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a sense of, obviously, comfortability, right? Especially when you're going back to get pucks, you know, him and our Flower and Lenny are both talking to you every night, and they're making, you know, your lives easier. And obviously, you don't want to get too comfortable in making it tough on them in certain spots, right? You want to do the best you can every night to limit the amount of shots and make their jobs easier. And but no, having, you know, two players like that on your side of the rink is definitely a huge advantage for our team. And they're fun guys to be around too in the room. And they definitely, you know, they have fun doing it and they're great guys to be around. So,
you know, Zach, obviously everyone wants to get back to a little bit of regularity, a little bit of normalcy. If the season does end up resuming, what do you want to see ideally if you could have your ideal scenario for how the rest of the season plays out and what they do with the Stanley Cup Finals?
You know, that question is tough to answer, right? And I mean, even for myself, I've only been in the league, you know, a certain amount of time. So I don't think I get to create an opinion on, as you know, how things would turn out or and it, realistically, it's all speculation, right? And I mean, people have different ideas, and there are different ideas floating around. But I mean, obviously, every fan, every player, and everyone you know who loves the game wants to see, you know, eventually a winner at the end of the season in the playoffs, right? So, you know, hopefully we get to you know finish things out and obviously determine a winner, right? And obviously the fans, and we want to play for our fans and make sure that you know we're doing our best every day, and hopefully we can get started up at some point here.
You know, Zach, a lot of players in the league have a lot of different nicknames and different things out there, but it's been brought to our attention that your uncle has an interesting nickname for you. Why does your uncle call you Baby Duck?
My dad's nickname growing up was Duck because he's actually a little bit pigeon-toed, so he kind of walks with his feet pointed inwards a little bit, and that's where they came up with his nickname, Duck. And obviously me being his you know, his only son, I guess a couple people call me Baby Duck. I'm not really a fan of it. I prefer Whitey, as everyone knows me. Not too many people call me Zach anymore. So, I don't know. It's just a different nickname, I guess.
All right. Well, we will call you Whitey then, because we certainly want to stay on your good side. Enjoy talking to you. Real quick, what have you been doing to entertain yourself and help yourself get through this these times here while you're at home or something like that? I know Ryan likes to ask the question. I'll ask it for him real quick because I know we're up against the break. Do you have any kind of hidden talents or something like that? We know some of the guys play guitar. They like to barbecue or cook or something. Is there something that you do with your downtime to kind of relieve the tension and everything going on right now?
No hidden talents, really. I mean, I like to call myself a decent golfer. So, obviously, if I could get out and play, then I would. But obviously, golfing's a little tough in these times. And I'd say that's probably if I had a hidden talent, that's probably one of them. On the better side, I guess, of a somewhat good golfer, I guess I would like to say. Other than that, I mean, just passing time. I'm just watching TV, starting a couple new series. I actually started Game of Thrones, I think it was like 2 days ago. So, I'm kind of getting into that. And, actually, my mom shipped my Xbox down to me from Manitoba. I think it was a week ago, so I've started playing with that, and it kind of gives me a chance to hang out with my buddies online a little bit and pass the time.
What about Tiger King? Have you
I
watched?
I haven't gotten around to that. I'm trying to stick to one TV show at a time because if I venture off, then I'm gonna be in between. I think 3 or 4 TV shows. So I'm trying to get through Game of Thrones, and I'm only on season 1, episode 5. So I've got a long haul ahead of me, but I think I've got time.
I'm just saying, if you've got like 8 hours where you need to take a Game of Thrones break, Tiger King's the way to go. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll definitely know it. All my buddies and a lot of people are talking about it, so I'll have to give it a watch once I'm finished Game of Thrones.
All right, well, Zach, thanks very much for your time. Where can people follow you on social media?
Just Instagram, and I'm not a big Twitter guy. I just have it just to kind of keep up with the times a little bit, and that's kind of where I get the news from. But I guess I'm not really a big Instagram guy either. I'm not a big social media guy, but I'm on Insta, just my name. So I don't know. Again, I'm not really a big social media guy. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Zach. I'll look forward to getting all this craziness over and seeing you back on the ice soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on. And again, stay safe and healthy, and to everyone else up there as well. So.
All right, thanks a lot. Zach Whitecloud there. When we come back, we will wrap it up here. And, you know, these are very trying times right now, but some people still don't get what's going on in the world. I'm going to tell you about one of those guys next. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, your home for Golden Knights hockey.
Back to the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show with Frank Harnish and Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back. Wrapping it up, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, your home for Golden Knights hockey. Frank Harnish, Ryan the Hockey Guy, Chris Chapman, all here with you. Thanks once again to Zach Whitecloud. We are indeed a team. Thanks to Zach Whitecloud for joining us. We will continue to try to bring along guests each and every show as to the best of our availability to let you know what other people around the Vegas Golden Knights organization are doing as well. Certainly, these are trying times all around the world. However, in Belarus, well, their president doesn't necessarily think so. President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, took part in a hockey game on Sunday in Minsk, the country's capital. Lukashenko went on to say, "There are no viruses here. You haven't noticed them flying around, have you? This is a fridge. Sports, particularly on the ice, are something good. This fridge here, that's the best actual antivirus remedy. He went on to tell people that to quit worrying about the pandemic and drink some vodka and sit in a sauna. So apparently in Belarus, they still don't think that coronavirus is a big deal, and the cure is just going out and playing a hockey game. By the way, they're also still playing soccer in their country, guys.
Is the fridge important or the sauna important? I'm confused on which one is more antiviral.
I'm not sure. Apparently both. Maybe it's kind of like, you know, they put ice on something for the first 24 hours and heat on it after that. I'm not sure exactly what his reasoning is, but he played in the hockey game. The stands were full. Their soccer games are not as big as a lot of leagues out there, but the one game that they had over the weekend, the stadium holds 3,000 people, and it was packed with 3,000 people. So in Belarus, the president telling people, not a big deal whatsoever, that don't worry about anything, just keep on working and have some vodka.
Well, I got a story for you, Frank.
Okay.
The popularity of Netflix's Tiger King prompts sheriff to ask for leads in the 1997 cold case disappearance of Jack Don Lewis. Jack Don Lewis was the first husband of Carol Baskin, and in one of the episodes of Tiger King, they talk extensively about his disappearance and potentially Carol's involvement in his disappearance. So it appears that Netflix is doing their part to try and solve a cold case.
I mean, that'd be, if they can get positives like that out of it, you know, maybe they can
watch it.
Maybe they can have Cold Case Tiger King Files or something coming up. Maybe
Cold
it's going to be
case
in a whole new
Tiger King Files. That's the name of the episode, my friends.
You know, you never know. It could be a whole new TV show. Stranger things have happened.
That's a TV show.
20. Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. That is going to do it for us today. JT the Brick is coming up next. Thanks for joining us. Thanks once again for Zach Whitecloud, for Ryan the Hockey Guy, and Chris Chapman. I'm Frank Harnish. Join us again tomorrow. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Fox Sports Las Vegas. Your home for Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Have a great evening and stay safe out there.